Tri-County's local sports leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves and Dave Keller.
Good evening, everybody. It's time for high school football here on WCDO. Harry Graves again here at Unitego Central School this evening, where we'll be seeing a homecoming contest, the game between the Unitego Spartans and the Black Knights of Windsor Central School. Well, as Coach Dave said just a few minutes ago off the air, he says, boy, what a great day we had, but as soon as the sun goes down, it does have a tendency to cool off rather quickly. Well, you'll need your jacket tonight, folks, so if you're in the area and you want to see a football game, come on by. The pregame show tonight being brought to you by the fine folks at Chambers and O'Hara, Truck and Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. For the very best in pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans, all backed up by expert service. See the professional sales staff at Chambers and O'Hara, or give them a call at Sydney 563-4311. That's 607-563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, the players, and the fans of both teams the very best in tonight's game and throughout the season. So, Coach Dave, we have ourselves a Class C contest tonight between the Unitego Spartans, the Windsor Black Knights. Your thoughts?
Well, we've seen Unitego a couple of times, and we know that they can move the ball when they want to. Depends on who their opponent is. And as far as Windsor goes, this is the first time I've seen them this year. But whenever I see Windsor trucking onto the field wearing their black hoods and black capes, it always brings back bad memories to me.
The Windsor Black Knights have moved off to a different division. They used to be one of those back old Sus West sort of teams. So the Unitego Spartans coming into this contest tonight, they are 3-2. They have three wins over Oxford, over Delhi, and over Unadilla Valley. They lost a heartbreaker in overtime to the Green Trojans. That was a 25-19 score. And the sort of the worst outing of the season came this last time, a 20-0 loss to the Sydney Warriors. As far as Windsor is concerned, they are winless so far this season. They have had only one game against one of the opponents here that the Unitego Spartans will be playing. And two games. They had a loss on opening day to Chenango Forks, and then they were beaten later on by the UV Edmiston Storm. That one by a 23-7 start. So we will be having the introductions of the starting lineups coming up in just a few moments here on your station for sports, WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery can also help touch up your landscaping project with bulk designer mulch, available in three different colors, not to mention stone, gravel, top, topsoil, cobbles, sand, and fill. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your locally owned Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores proudly support high school sports on WCDO. This week's super specials include fresh, grade A, boneless, and skinless chicken breast, 3 pounds or more, just $1.69 a pound. Land O'Lakes butter quarters, $2.99 each. Assorted banquets, select or value menu meals, 10 for $10. Large California red, green, or black seedless grapes, $1.29 a pound. And 6 packs of Thomas's English muffins, buy one, get one free. Plus, you can earn a $20 gift certificate if you spend $400 in groceries from now until November 12th at the Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores. Watch your totals grow at the bottom of your receipt each time you shop. Use it towards your Thanksgiving meal or whatever you choose from your locally owned Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores. Unadilla now open at 7:30 a.m. Monday through Saturday and 8 a.m. Sundays. Like us on Facebook.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101. AM 1490 WCDO.
Gary Graves and Dave Keller back here at Unitego Central School on homecoming Friday night. Another Friday night of football. Starting lineups for the, first of all, for the Unitego Spartans, we're going to have Jordan Mayo in there at center, and we will be back with the rest of the starting lineups coming up in just a moment here on your station for sports, WCDO.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you, all open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to catalogoutletonline.com.
Hungry? Okay, stop by Doughboy's Pizza on Main Street in Sydney. Randy and the gang have got something for everyone in the family. Hot and cold subs, including chicken and meatball parm subs, and the new steak sub. Boneless wings, chicken wing rolls, and tasty salads, too. Choose from 10 specialty pies, like chicken cordon bleu pizza, barbecue beef, and chicken wing pizza, and Randy's popular stuffed pizza. Every day, get 2 slices and a soda for just $4.50. There's free delivery within 3 miles. So if you're hungry, call Doughboy's Pizzeria, Main Street in Sydney, 563-2269. That's 563-2269.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you are a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Meng Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You know, macadamia nut. No, you have vanilla.
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate, milk, skim milk.
Check out Meng Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at menginsurance.com. Meng is proud to partner with NYCM Insurance Company, home office, Edmiston, New York.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Graves and Keller back here at Unitego Central School. This was one of those nights when there are all kinds of activities going on, so we apologize for rather abruptly cutting away, but all of a sudden things were happening here. We needed to have an extra moment or two in the press box. As we said, for the Unitico Spartans, the home team tonight, the center Jordan Mayo, the guards will be Justin Fisher and Leland Slauson, the tackles Isaiah Johnson and Kyle Short, and the two men who will be manning the end positions, Cody Smith, number 5, Travis Woods, number 18. We're also going to be seeing a whole lot of Danny Shelton in there. We'll also be seeing an extra guard running in from time to time, Alex Whaley, number 54. In the backfield, it's going to be Tyler Butler, who's going to be doing the quarterbacking. He's a junior, 6 foot even, 188 pounds. And the running backs will be Tanner Carley, number 32. He's a senior. Fellow senior Jake Jones is in that backfield. A junior will also see a whole lot of running time. That is David Van Alstyne. And a sophomore is going to be getting a little bit of action, and that is Kellen Kamenda. Coach Keller, you were looking at the meeting, so who's going to be doing what out here?
Yes, I was. Windsor won the toss, and they elected to receive. Unitigo wants to defend the goal to our left. That's the one toward the scoreboard.
The Black Knights are going to be quarterbacked by a sophomore, Josh Cady, 5'10", 153 pounds. In the backfield will be Greg O'Malley, number 24, Ishmael Griffin, number 34, and Marino Hogan, another senior. He is number 20. We'll catch the lineman for you as we are ready to go. The ball is being teed up, and it will be a low kick that will skirt across the ground. It is finally going to be picked up by Ishmael Griffin. And Griffin, number 34, gets back up across the 30-yard line to about the 32. And the Windsor Black Knights will be starting play from there. In at center for the Black Knights, Nick Wickheiser, number 52. The guards will be Jesse Angelvine, who is a senior, 77. And Keith Hughes, number 50. They will be the guards. Here we go. Cady ready to take the snap. He is going to drop back. He's going to have to scramble, and he will be brought down in his own backfield. The man who comes in to hit him is, I want to say, number 63, and that will be Jordan Mayo. And Mayo manages to drop him down for a loss on that play of about 8 yards.
Yeah, that was big. Jordan Mayo just came in untouched by a guard. The quarterback rolled out, and it was almost as if he didn't see him.
The tackles in tonight's game will be John Floor, number 61, Alex Kilgallen, number 65. Ben Rivera will be one of the ends. And at the other end, Luke Zakrasik. And it's going to be Cady. What's he going to do this time? It will be a gain only of about a yard. Oh, no, now they're going to say a loss of about a yard on that play. It will bring up a third down, and now we're getting very close to 20.
He pitched out to O'Malley that time, and O'Malley had no place to go.
Cady is going to be in at quarterback, as we said. He has O'Malley, Griffin, and Hogan in the backfield. Hogan is going to split way off to the near side this time. Long count. Now the snap comes back, and they're going to put it in the air. It's got to be picked off. Picked off in there by number 28. That's Jake Jones. Jake Jones will go down for the touchdown. So Jake Jones got one on a play that started at the 22-yard line, so he gets credit for a 22-yard run interception. And Jake Jones goes into the end zone, and all of a sudden, the Unitigo Spartans find themselves up in this ball game by a 6-0 score.
That was a mistake by a youthful quarterback. He had a back on a swing pass pattern, and he's locked his eyes on him all the way. He floated the ball out to him, and Jake Jones just stepped in between the two and ran for 6.
So Tyler Butler will be taking the snap. Oh, and it was a high snap, so he's going to scramble with it. Now he wants to throw, and it goes into the end zone, incomplete. So as a result, on what I certainly thought was a PAT pass play, broken play. It goes for no good. And as a result, we have ourselves a 6-0 contest. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO Sydney.
This coming heating season, let Morabito keep life affordable. Morabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market, whether it's for fuel oil or propane. Ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So, Coach Keller, was it or wasn't it? Was it a broken play or wasn't it a broken play?
No, it wasn't a broken play. There was they definitely had a receiver going down the sidelines and another guy going in a little swing pattern, and he threw to the swing pattern, but he had his eyes locked on him the whole time, and the defender read it.
If that had been a low snap, I think that would have been a kick anyway. So it's going to be a low end-over-end kick that will go down to about the 35-yard line, and it will be dropped down there. And let's see, they'll put it in play at about the 34-yard line. 6-0 ball game as Unitego has drawn blood at 10:29 of the first quarter of this ball game. They lead it by a 6-0 score. So, once again, it sounds like this was the last play that we had. Marino Hogan off to the near side. This time the snap is going to be in there to Katie, and he's going to decide to run. He will get across the 35, across the 40, finally tripped up at the 42-yard line. Gain on that play of about 8.
Yep, nice run. A defender was draped across him in the end or in the backfield, but Katie shook him off and scrambled for, like you said, 8 yards. That brings him up to just about 0 on 2 carries.
So Jake Caldwell coming into the ball game now. He's splitting way off on the far side. On the near side, it's going to again be Hogan, and Katie again wants to pass, and this time complete to the aforementioned Marino Hogan. Hogan is an interesting target. He stands 5'8", 199 pounds. He's a senior, and he is getting the ball up at about the 49-yard line, and that will be a first down for the Windsor Black Knights.
Yeah, you're a Hogan, and he's a squat, but he's solid.
9:30 showing on the clock. Period number one. Hogan off to the near side. Waves his hand. Now he's ready to go. The snap goes back to Katie. And Katie again goes to Hogan. And again, it's a short pickup as he is across midfield down to the 45. A gain on that play of a long 7.
Those are relatively safe patterns. He's on the left-hand side, and he's throwing to the left square-out pattern, and Hogan's just squatting down, catching the pass, getting what he can.
Once again, the man bringing the plays in is Jake Caldwell. He was not an original starter. He is a junior. Now he's split way off on the far side. Snap coming back to Josh Katie. It's back. He drops back. He wants to pass again, and once again, it's going to be picked off. Picked off in there by Jake Jones, but there is a flag on the play. Jones will go all the way to the end zone. That play started back at the 45, but it is a likelihood that it will be brought all the way back. The flag is back at midfield at the 49-yard line. And the official is just waiting there for everybody to come on back.
Yeah, this could be big. If this is against the Unitego, then Windsor keeps the ball. But if it's against Windsor, that's 6 points.
8:27 showing on the clock, and now they are going to move all the way down to the far end. So that one ends up going 55 yards, and again, it is going to be Jones on this interception, and this one 55 yards. So he picked off a 22-yarder earlier. Now he is going to pick off another one that will go in for 55 yards. Just his interception percentage is looking pretty good.
Yeah, Jake Jones has got him zeroed in anyway.
So at this point, at 8:27, period number two, we have, or excuse me, period number one, we have moved up now to a 12-0 contest. This time, no pretense of kicking, as the ball will be on the ground. It's going to be pitched back, going in there to Kellen Komenda. Komenda going to be in or not?
He's in.
He's in. So Komenda manages to run that one in, and we are up to 14-0. You're listening to football on a Friday night on your station for sports, WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Harry Graves and Dave Keller on a Friday night here at a crisp Unitego Stadium. Stadium's not so crisp, but the weather in it is. Look out. The ball is going to be down in there. It'll bounce a couple of times, and finally it's going to be picked up and taken forward by, I want to say, number 26, 28. Let's see. I believe they're probably going to say 28. Stephen Larrier. He runs it back up across the 35, getting close to the 40-yard line, the 38, before he will be knocked down.
Okay, so Unitego's defense so far has been up to the task, and more so, they've scored off 14 points tonight.
Nick Wickheiser out of the huddle, now is ready to go. The snap will come back, and it's going to be pitched off in there to Greg O'Malley. O'Malley fighting to get back to the line of scrimmage. He loses about a yard on that play, as the ball will be back close to the 35-yard line.
He was wrapped up by Alex Whaley and Connor Milner, both of them at the same time.
Katie has his team in the huddle, and now he's going to go out and send Caldwell to the far side, split out right. Remember, we've seen a couple of pass plays that have picked up decent yardage, and this time they'll keep it on the ground, and he goes in there to, it looks to me again like it's going to be number 28. Let's see, is that
24, I think, O'Malley.
24, they're going to go to O'Malley.
And, not much going there, maybe 1 yard.
Coming up tomorrow afternoon on WCDO, it'll be an interesting ball game. The Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats go over to take on the Walton Warriors. And anytime you go into Walton, it's going to be a tough game. Figure about two touchdowns right there. So the Bobcats have their work cut out for them. Scrambling is going to be Katie. He fires it out to Luke Jurasek I guess that's about what it is. And it's going to be complete, as he will be up very close to first down territory. Where are they going to spot the ball down? Now the signal comes from the white cap, and away they go across midfield to the 48-yard line. It will be first and 10 Black Knights from there.
And that's Luke Zacharyzik, 6'2", and he used all of that to go up and get that ball. 186 pounds. He's a pretty good-sized target. First down, Windsor.
Long count. Snap finally comes back, and Katie will keep it himself. He picks up about 3, possibly 4 yards as he gets across the 45. We'll give him the gain of a 3-plus on that one. Long 6. Second down coming up. Jordan Wilder coming out of the ball game as he has a new wide receiver in, ready to go. That receiver is going to be Caldwell. they were not given to us as being shuttling plays in and out, but they have done that. Oop, look out. Katie's going to be caught from behind. It's coming over to bring him out will be Alex Wally. Wally, number 54, drops him down for the Unitego Spartans. Loss on that play, but not a great loss. Loss of a yard or so. That will bring up a third, and we'll still call it 7:05 remaining here in the first quarter.
Katie seems to have a little more success when he rolls out to his right, being a right-handed passer.
Nick Wickheiser now out up over the ball. Signals barked out. Josh Katie goes to the near side to his favorite target, Marino Hogan. And Hogan, completion, very close to first down territory. Now there's the signal, another first down for the Black Knights.
He likes that connection, that Hogan connection.
Talking about Hogan connection, Tim Hogan is the coach of this team. Assistants Jerry Teston, John Doolittle. Now they're going to send Caldwell way out to the far side. Not out this time is going to be Marino Hogan. Katie is going to have to scramble. Now he goes in there to Stephen Caldwell. Jacob Caldwell. And Jay Caldwell starts upfield a little bit too quickly. He had his hands on the football and could not gather it in. Caldwell, a junior, 5'10", 154 pounds, now comes to the near sidelines, picks up the new play. In the meantime, that is going to be Jordan Wilder back in the ball game. And what have we got? 2nd and 10. Man goes in motion. Flags will fly. Illegal procedure against the Black Knights, and they already start moving back. They know it's going to be 5 against them.
Well, 2nd and 15. On that previous pass, the receiver was nicely distanced between two defenders. He was open, and Cody put the ball right on him, but he, like you said, he couldn't pull it in.
So Jake Caldwell back in there again. Now a man goes in motion. The handoff is going to go to Greg O'Malley. O'Malley makes the cut, starts upfield, and loses his footing and is going to be met by a lot of green jerseys. He'll gain a yard on the play, get down close to the 40-yard line. The ball now resting right on the stripe at the 40. 4.5 left, period number one. The Unitego Spartans lead by 2 touchdowns. It's a 14-0 ball game.
Cody Smith, a defender on that last play, turned it inside and made him lose his footing as he went down.
Marino Hogan off to the near side. Katie rolls and now is going to lose the ball, and they're going to jump on it quickly, but it looks like it will be, let's see, taken by the Unitego Spartans. So Unitego picking up that football, and they will have it right at midfield at about the 49, still in Unitego Spartan territory, but for all intents and purposes, it's at midfield.
Oh, boy. Katie should have just kept the ball. He tried to turn around in reverse field. He turned his back to the defender, and the defender came in and just slapped it out of his hands. He's got to protect that ball. He's got to eat it.
4 minutes left in the first quarter of this ball game. 14-0. Unitego Spartans lead it. It's going to be Comenda in motion. Comenda trying to make the turn and cannot do that. That is Tyler Butler trying to make the turn. He goes down. Loss on the play of maybe a yard at most.
That's the second time, Harry, in the last couple of plays, I've seen somebody try to make a sharp cut and their footing gave way.
Well, for the first time, we get to see the offensive unit for the Unitego Spartans in the ball game. Travis Wood split to the near side. Dropping back is going to be Butler. Butler pitches it out to Jake Jones. Look out. Jones gets a little bit of running room. He will pick up a first down before he's ridden out of bounds after a gain of about 15. He is down inside the 35-yard line at the 34.
It's kind of nice, you know. It takes the pressure off when your offense comes in for the first time and they're already leading 14-0.
Tyler Butler in there at quarterback. Tanner Carley is his running fullback. Also in the backfield, number 4, David Van Alstyne and Jake Jones. The ball kept on the ground. No gain on the play this time as it's going to be gobbled up. It was Tanner Carley who was met at the line of scrimmage. No significant gain on that play.
Well, the box moved very little, maybe a yard.
Running off to the far sideline is Tyler Butler, the junior quarterback. He picks up the play, comes back into the huddle, and is ready to go. 2:45 left in the first period. He sends Kamenda in motion, and the ball is going to be grabbed by Kamenda. He'll get across the 35-yard line. It's going to be tripped up there. It will be a loss on that play, so now it brings up a third and about 10. The ball at the 34-yard line.
Matt Abbott came across the line of scrimmage there. A nice play. Knocked him down. Took his feet away.
Kellen Kamenda, a sophomore, 5'10", 145 pounds. He's been a speedster that we've seen in the past. Very disgusted with himself because he can't get the footing to make that play. Now he goes back in motion, but the ball will be passed on the near side. Cody Smith, the intended receiver. Cody goes up, grabs it, and brings it down. The 6'1 senior using all of his height that time, and he'll be good for about a 20-yard gain as he gets down to about the 15-yard line. 1:53, clock running here in the first period. Tyler Butler now down in that quarterback position. He goes to workhorse Tanner Carley. Carley tries the center of the line. This time he will get down close to the 10-yard line, picking up about 5.
Yeah, nice job. Just run behind your big lineman when you're down here. See if you can push it toward the end zone.
Second and 5. Butler bringing the signals in from the sideline. We said before that different coaches use different methods, and quarterback Tyler Butler goes over to the sideline after each play, gets the new play, comes on in. Now a long count. He drops back, wants to pass. Ooh, look out. It's smashed down. The man that came over that time was Josh Cady himself and slapped that ball away.
Oh, Cady really made a nice play. Draped his arm across the back of the receiver, flashed across his front, and like you said, smashed the ball down.
Third and about 5. Here as we are inside 1 minute, period number 1. Unitego leading it 14-0 over the Windsor Black Knights here at Unitego tonight on a crisp night. Now the ball will be kept on the ground as it's going to be in there. Jake Jones, I believe. Let's see. Turn around. Let me see your numbers.
You're right.
It's Jones. He'll pick up a couple. He gets down to about the 5-yard line. Now we'll say the 6. He had to get down to about the 4 for the first down. So it'll bring up a 4th. And we'll still call it 2.
And we haven't seen much of a kicking game out of Unitego, so you know they're going to try and stick this in the end zone.
38 seconds showing on the clock, and we have a brief timeout. We will stay right here during this timeout. A reminder that all of our games here on WCDO are now archived. So if you want to hear that play again, or you happen to have relatives out of the area, all you have to do is go to WCDOradio.com. And then you can go on to the sports tab, go into the audio vault. All games are right there. Just select the one that you want to hear, and you can listen to it. It's as easy as that. The website again, WCDOradio.com.
I've gone on there a couple times, Harry. You sound pretty good. You know, not live and in person.
Yeah.
And I noticed that he has the game award winners are also listed on the website.
So the ball put down, we'll call it at the 6-yard line. Fourth and about two. Tyler Butler and company coming up. They're going to send Jake Jones in motion, dropping back, wanting to pass. Look out, he's got company. All kinds of people all over him that time. Leading the charge, number 77, Jesse Angeline, manages to bring him down hard. And with that, the Windsor Black Knights take over on downs. They will have the ball at the 16-yard line.
Well, I think Tyler Butler, you know, he didn't have much to do on that play, but he did the smart thing. He didn't try to force a play into the end zone. He ate it. Their defense now has takes over, but they've got Windsor deep in their territory.
32 seconds remaining here. Period number one. The snap and the ball goes back to Cady. Josh Cady keeps on it, keeps it himself, and keeps churning. He is across the 20 to about the 22-yard line. Now we'll see where they finally spot the ball down. Yep, up 22. So a gain on that play of about six. Maybe even the 23. So the defensive unit digs in for the Unitego Spartans. A wide open field as men are split out on both sides this time, and we are going to have a timeout as time runs out. So we're at the end of period number one. 14-0 is our score. The Unitego Spartans leading the Windsor Black Knights. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
This is Nancy from the Trackside Diner in Sydney, inviting you to come in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner 7 days a week. Whether you're in the mood for one of our daily specials, a great cup of coffee and conversation, or even breakfast in the middle of the day, the Trackside Diner is the place to be. And for your convenience, we also offer delivery for orders of $10 or more. So dine with us today at 88 Main Street, right next to the railroad tracks in Sydney, or give us a call at 563-3737.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves and Dave Keller, 14-0 ball game. Josh Cady gets the snap and goes down quickly as he sees big number 77 coming across there to greet him, we will say. I don't know if it was 77 or if it was Isaiah Johnson. It was a big 7 in there, and there was an awful lot of green.
It's 75, and I don't see him on this particular roster. But, boy, he's a big boy, whoever he is.
Josh Cady, the quarterback for the Windsor Black Knights, now going to have a quick timeout as he didn't get some direction clearly. So as a result, we have 30 seconds elapsed here in period number two, and we've already got ourselves a timeout. You're listening to Sports on a Friday Night, football, Tri-Town style. Harry Graves and Dave Keller on WCDO.
Hi. This is Kurt Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean in Sydney. Just like in 2006, I am here to assist my friends, neighbors, and community during this difficult time. Give me a call at 349-0831 for a solution to all your heating needs, residential or business. From hot water heater and furnace installation to air duct cleaning, tear outs, and restoration, no job is too big or small for Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney. Please call 349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves and Dave Keller back here on a Friday night. Still a meeting of the minds for the Windsor Black Knights. Number 75 is Dylan Chase, just simply a different number. He had been 58 previously. Now, Cady, long count. He's ready to go, and he's ready to throw, and the ball, whoa! Intended receiver was Luke Zakrasak downfield, he was not really anywhere near it. And coming across very quickly was one of the Unitigo Spartans. And for a moment, it looked like it was going to be another big run back because there was nobody around him. But nobody could catch up with the ball, either a Unitigo Spartan or a Windsor Black Knight.
Zach Rasek wasn't anywhere near the ball. But at number 75, Dylan Chase, we mentioned he was big, didn't realize how big. 6'4", 337 pounds on paper.
11:24 showing on the clock, period number two. Now, one of the officials calls a momentary timeout. There's something that he didn't like, so now he's ready to go. He went over and handed something to one of the defensive players for the Unitigo Spartans, dropping back and kicking that ball away. It is going to be Calvin Whalen, and Whalen gets it out to about the 40, and then finally it is going to be out of bounds, and it will be Unitigo Spartans taking over in Windsor Black Knight territory.
Not a bad kick. It came down nose first, and then when it hit, it took an immediate left-hand turn out of bounds.
Well, we said that it was a chilly night as soon as the stars came out and the sun went down. But the one good thing tonight is you don't probably have to cover up everything. You may have covered up things the last couple of nights, but it looks like that we should not be down in frost territory tonight. Here we go. It is going to be Tyler Butler, met by a whole bunch of white jerseys. He tries to keep it and run. No go on that play at all. Hit right at the line of scrimmage, and the ball will be at the 39-yard line.
Ishmael Griffin for Windsor led the charge defensively on that. Tyler Butler had a pitch man. He looked like he wanted a pitch, but Windsor had it well defended. He couldn't. He had to turn it up and for no gain.
I'm going to make a mention of Stephen Laria. He is Mr. Cool on this team. He's not the only guy out there with yellow shoes, but boy, his do show up. They sort of glow in the dark. Man goes into motion for the Unitigo Spartans. And with that, Tyler Butler tries to find an open man, and it is going to be off the fingertips of the intended receiver.
That was Cody Smith.
Ooh, man.
Just a quick slant underneath of the defensive back, and it was there. It did not connect.
David Van Alstine was the man who went in motion. He didn't figure into that play. 10:25 showing on the clock, period number two. The Unitigo Spartans lead it by two touchdowns, 14-0 over the Windsor Black Knights. Ball going back to Butler. Butler going to put it in the air, and it is going to be batted away as the man who goes up to bat it down will be number 21. That is Jacob Caldwell, and this time on defense shows his stuff.
Yes, he did, and he almost picked it off.
Jake Jones running the play in from the far sideline. David Van Alstine going over to the Unitigo bench. And now Tyler Butler follows him in. And he barks out whatever the play is going to be, telling his teammates. Clap of the hands, and they come to the line of scrimmage. Split out on that far sideline. It's going to be number five, Cody Smith. Man goes in motion. That's Kamenda. And the snap comes back high to Butler. Butler going to run it. Now he tosses it at the very last moment. Jake Jones is open. Completion to Jones as it is going to be down very close to the 22 or 3-yard line. First down for the Unitigo Spartans.
Nice play.
So we will spot where it's going to be. It's inside the 25, and you eyeball it midway between the 20 and the 25. 10 minutes even showing on the clock off to the near side. Dan Shelton in this ballgame now. He has split way out. Ball is going to be kept on the ground. And what do they got? No significant gain for Tyler Butler. Loss on that play of a long yard, maybe even two. So we'll say second and 12.
it's hard to tell from this angle how far that pass was to Jake Jones. I'm guessing around 24, 25 yards, but enough for a first down. The ball spotted now right at the 25-yard line, as it is going to be Unitego Spartan ball. Man split to the far side, 9:14, and the clock is running. Now they will go off in there to Kellen Komenda, and Komenda doesn't get a lot of running room, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and then he is going to be crunched, and it will bring up a third down. No gain on that play whatsoever. Remember, tomorrow we will be over at Walton for the game between the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats and the Walton Warriors. That one starting at 1:30 on a Saturday afternoon. Shelton split out to the near side. There's the snap. It goes back to Butler. Oh, he's got lots of time, and then he's caught from behind. He is going to be ridden down by Elliot Campbell. Big number eight.
Number eight.
So Elliot Campbell, he is a senior, 5'9", 189 pounds. Coming out of the ball game is going to be number 77. That is Jesse Angeline. Yeah, I say that wrong. Angevine. We'll get it right. Angevine. Caldwell split to the near side this time defensively. And now, ooh, look out. It's going to be number eight, Dan Shelton. Shelton will get it. That play started back at the 30-yard line. And it is going to be a pass to Dan Shelton. So that one, a 30-yard pass, goes into Shelton. And now we find that the Unitego Spartans are up by another 6 points. 20-0 is our score. The man who is going to be doing the kicking will be number 24, Cody Nichols. The kick is in, it is up, and it is good. So with that, we have ourselves a 21-0 ball game. You are listening to sports on a Friday night football here on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Harry Graves and Dave Keller here on a Friday night at Unitego. 21-0 is our score, as the Unitego Spartans have so far dominated this game against the Windsor Black Knights. Approaching the football and ready to kick it is going to be number 24. That is Cody Nichols. And the ball is going to be brought down to about the 30-yard line. It will be run back to about the 35. And then a whole host of Unitego Spartans collapse on the ball. And that is where it's going to start.
Yeah. Ishmael Griffin, number 34, 5'7", 165. You know, they got some squat guys, Harry, but they're definitely solid players.
A primarily senior team. I made mention of the fact earlier in a pregame warm-up that we have a sophomore quarterback and a whole bunch of seniors around him. Now that quarterback is going to take the snap. It'll come back, and Josh Cady hands the ball off. Let's see. That is going to be number 24.
O'Malley.
Yes, that is going to be Greg O'Malley. O'Malley was hit so hard that time that his helmet popped off. Now, there was no penalty called on that, so it's not that somebody came in and grabbed him by the helmet. He just got hit hard. No gain on the play. Ball still at the 35-yard line, 7:08 on the clock.
And now we are going to have an officials timeout as they are going to come back to the very same Greg O'Malley and say, Greg, we want you to check out that helmet. So Ishmael Griffin comes into the ball game. And with that, O'Malley comes to the near sideline and is attended to by the coaches as they want to, I don't know, put a new chin strap or whatever. Josh Cady now ready to go. He rolls back, rolls to his left, looks back. Oh, he's going to be met in there, and that is going to be who? Number 40-something comes in for the Unitigo Spartans. Was that Tanner Carley? No, number 45. That is Connor Miller. So Miller getting his name mentioned because he really stuck it to Josh Cady, driving him all the way back to the 25-yard line, and that will bring up a third and more than 20.
Miller, that's the second big defensive play he's had. He's been doing a nice job.
Jordan Wilder splits out to the near side. Josh Cady just hanging in there. Now takes the snap, drops back, little short pop pass into Ishmael Griffin. Griffin had dropped down to one knee when he took that ball. He was ready to take off and run, but the officials were right there to say, this play has stopped. So the ball will still be back at the 20-yard line. And it will bring up now a fourth and a country mile for the Windsor Black Knights.
You're not kidding, country mile.
Something like 25 yards. They've got to get up to the 46 before it becomes a first down. Kicking situation. The ball is snapped. It is kicked. It is going to be kicked down to about midfield. It takes a big Windsor Black Knight bounce, goes down to the 44-yard line, back in Unitigo Spartan territory. So the Spartans will take over at the 44.
No return. Unitigo sitting pretty comfortable right here with 5 minutes and 12 seconds to go in the first half. 21-0 over Windsor.
So Tyler Butler is going to split Travis Woods out to the near side. He has him way out to the right. A bit of confusion in the backfield for the Windsor Black Knights. And that prompts the coaches to say, all right, we better take a timeout and get things organized. So we have a pause on the field, and you're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Help wanted. The Sydney McDonald's has positions available for all shifts. The Sydney McDonald's offers flexible hours, competitive wages, discounted food, free uniforms, and more. No experience necessary. Join the number one team at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Stop in any day and ask for an application from one of our managers. Apply online if you can, or stop in for an application. Open interviews are held every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. The Sydney McDonald's is an equal opportunity employer. Open till 11 p.m. 7 days a week.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves and Dave Keller on a Friday night. While we're at it, we'll get a chance to mention some of the other players that are in this ball game. Dustin Hornick has been playing defensively for the Windsor Black Knights. He's a senior, 6'1", 260 pounds. Matt Abbott, a junior, 6'1", 215, also in there defensively. They were not starters. Now Tyler Butler is going to keep the ball on the ground, and he will go in there to Jake Jones as he hands it off to Jones, and Jones picks up about 3 yards as he will be across the 45 to the 47 before he's finally brought down.
Jake Jones made a nice cut behind Justin Fisher, number 65, a little kick-out block, and he made a very nice block, allowed him to pick up those yards.
Now, we made mention before of some of the people that had the bright yellow shoes. Boy, Jacob Caldwell has a pair that just glow in the dark. That for the Windsor Black Knights. Ball snapped high back to Butler. Butler wants to fire it out. He has Cody Smith out there on the right side, but frankly, Mr. Butler's arm is a little bit too strong that time as he fires it down to the 40-yard marker.
We're seeing both teams doing an awful lot of shotgun formation. You don't see an awful lot of direct snaps under the center from these quarterbacks.
Tyler Butler coming back in. Let's see if he goes to the shotgun again. It is a third and about eight situation. David Van Alstine, 5'5", 125 pounds, split way out here to the near side. Watch him go. Long count. Dropping back is going to be Butler. Butler comes over to Van Alstine, and Van Alstine picks up about 15 to 20 yards as he is down across midfield, across the 45, the 40, down to about the 37-yard line, first and 10 for the Unitego Spartans.
Nice play, nice pass. Put it right on him. First down.
4:16 showing on the clock. Period number two. The Unitego Spartans leading in this contest 21 to nothing over the Windsor Black Knights. The ball will again be put in the air again to David Van Alstine. Van Alstine juggles it a couple of times, then finally loses control of the football. That was one of those where if he had had it in his hands, he had it long enough so that they would have said, it's a fumble.
But as a result,
he was sort of bobbling it and keeping it in front of him. He never really gained possession, so when it went away, it was called an incomplete forward pass.
The official was right on top of the play.
Snap goes back to Butler. Butler goes to Jake Jones, and Jones won't get any running room at all. Be lost on that play of a couple of yards. He gets back to the 40-yard line.
Yeah, he ran into big number 74, Matt Abbott from Windsor.
I made mention of the fact of the yellow shoes. Well, I've got to also be fair and give equal time to the Unitego Spartans. David Van Alstine has a pair of green shoes that look like they came right out of Ireland. 2:19 showing on the clock. Period number two. Butler takes the snap and boom, wants to go out on the flat, and he is going to go. Completion out there. His target was going to be Cody Smith, number five, the 6'1", 180-pound senior. That is complete, and it is a first down. So the ball will be brought down. Let's see where they're going to put it. They're going to say it's inside the 30 at about the 26-yard line.
About a 14-yard play. What a first down nonetheless.
Inside 3 minutes now. Dropping back is going to be Butler, but he hands the ball off to David Van Alstine. Van Alstine inside the 20 before he's ridden down way over on the far side of the field. He'll pick up about, we'll call it long seven. 2.5 minutes remaining here until halftime. Remember, Unitego leading 21-0 in this ballgame. Split out to the near side. It is going to be Dan Shelton. And the pass comes in towards Shelton. He tries to reach up and grab it with his right hand, bobbles it momentarily, tries to grab it with both hands, but by then it was a little bit out of his reach, and it falls down harmlessly, Steve Reich 2.
Yeah, just thrown slightly behind him, and he couldn't haul it in. He made a great effort, though.
Third and three. The Unitego Spartans out of the huddle. This time, Shelton splits out to the far side. Van Alstine to the near side. Butler up very tied to his center this time. Drops back, hands off to Kellen Komenda. Ooh, Kellen is on his feet. Look out, he's ready to go. He's down inside, and now will they say, yes, they do. So Komenda, on a play that started at about the 19-yard line, Komenda goes on in.
What a great little rhyme by Kellen Commanda.
Oh, man, you nailed it. What a great, it was absolutely superb. He was caught in the backfield. He stiff-armed a guy, juke-stepped another defender, broke to the right, going the other way, and then got to the sidelines and in.
27-0 is our score here at Unitego. Kicking situation. The man who's going to be doing the kicking will be Cody Nichols. And, oh, the ball is going to be scooped out at the last moment by Tyler Butler. Butler fires it down. I didn't see. I think he was intending down there for Travis Woods. But quite frankly, there were too many white jerseys around and not too many green ones in that landing area. So it stays 27-0, the Unitego Spartans leading the Windsor Black Knights here at Unitego High School. Second period of play, 2 minutes and 4 seconds remaining. You're listening to football on WCDO.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 48% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families who will be unprotected if they suddenly lose a parent. That's why we'd also like to point out that 100% of State Farm agents offer life insurance. So if you're at a place where procrastination just meant motivation, use that cell phone of yours to call State Farm agent Rose Smith today at 563-3533.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Curry Graves and Dave Keller from Unitega Central School on a Friday night. The ball is teed up. Here goes Nichols. Low end over end kick will go down to inside the 25 before it is finally going to be picked up. Picked up in there, I dare say that is Greg O'Malley. O'Malley getting it back across the 30. And, nope, it's going to be Ishmael Griffin who carried the ball, number 34, not number 24. And he will get across the 30, and the Windsor Black Knights will take it over at the 32-yard line.
Just under 2 minutes here in the first half. Unitego, oh, man, it's way on top, 27-0 over Windsor.
We have two homecoming games for you. This homecoming game here at Unitego under the lights tonight, and it will be Walton's homecoming in that Bainbridge-Guilford-Walton game that we'll have for you tomorrow. The ball fired downfield. It is going to be Marino Hogan. Hogan caught that ball, had a Unitego Spartan defender right on him. He put his shoulder down and just moved the Spartan out of the way and gets across midfield.
Oh, man, and he is solid. He reminds me of the old human bowling ball from Baltimore Colts back in the 70s.
Hogan, a senior, 5'8", 199 pounds of pure muscle. Snap goes back now to Katie. Katie decides he's going to run it. He runs across midfield, across the 45, finally steps out of bounds at about the 42-yard line, right in front of his hometown bench. So he will pick up, we'll call it 7. Ball spotted down at the 43, we'll say.
Katie's had kind of a spotty night rushing. You know, he's had a couple of big negative yards, minus 10, minus 9, minus 8. So that cuts into his running stats.
In that backfield with him this time, it's going to be number 21, Caldwell. Also, O'Malley is back there, as is Hogan. And the ball goes to Marino Hogan. And Hogan manages to get down for the first down as he is down to about the 36-yard line before he's finally tripped up and brought down.
Oh, man, he's tough.
So Josh Cady trying to keep things moving. 120 showing here, period number 2. Katie drops back and wants to pass. Whoa, out in front of the world. He is going to be down there. Ooh,
84. Luke Zacharyzik.
That's who was 84. Okay, all I could see is the 8. And I'm looking around for a single-digit receiver, and there were none. He gets down inside the 10-yard line. Now they're cleaning off the football. They'll put it down at about the 10.5. So first and not quite goal to go. The ball will call it at the 11, but yeah, that is cheating.
closer to the 10.5. Katie, barking his signals, he rolls to his right. Now he puts his head down and decides to run it. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage, or very close to it. I guess they're going to say he loses about 1 yard. Sometimes that is the way that it goes. We have ourselves 44 seconds on the clock as we will keep the thing right here. We have a very brief timeout. Windsor wants to make sure that they take advantage of their field position. They have the ball, we'll say, at the 11-yard line, and they would like not to go into this ball game. They will not go into this locker room at halftime down. Apparently, we had offsetting penalties there.
So the officials are trying to work it out. Tanner Carley was the defender on the stop on that last play.
So we have 27-0 is our score, as we had the first two scores in this ball game were Jake Jones' interceptions and running into the end zone for a pair of touchdowns. Both of them in the first quarter, one for 22 yards, one for 55. More conventionally, a 30-yard pass from Butler to Danny Shelton, and then a big run by Danny Comenda here in the second period. They've made it 27-0. Here goes Katie rolling out to his left, and he wants to fire down there, this time intended once again for Zach Rizak. And it is going to be a little bit short. This time he was scrambling over to his left, which is not his power strength.
You know, yeah, and, you know, earlier in the game, he did hit Mike Hogan with a couple of passes over on the left side, but most of the time he hasn't had much success scrambling to his left.
Caldwell coming into the ball game. Katie now takes his time, orders everybody out, and he has only about 39 seconds remaining. Hogan off on the near side. They have a man split out at the far side. That's Caldwell. Oop, look out. Oh, wait a minute. That time, Katie, at the very last moment, pitched that ball out to Caldwell. I didn't see Caldwell even coming. I thought that was intentional grounding as he pitched that ball out. Caldwell came from goodness knows where. It was a completed pitch. They didn't quite get back to the line of scrimmage, but it prevented a big loss because Katie was being pursued.
Well, I'm with you. I couldn't see him either. He was hidden behind linemen, and all of a sudden you see that little shuffle pass, and there's a receiver.
Boy, I thought for sure that was about as obvious intentional grounding, and all of a sudden the man materialized. Dropping back is Katie. He's going to take his time, and this time he will be brought down hard, and the ball will be scooped up. It is going to be scooped up by number 45, Connor Miller. Miller now making the longest run we have ever seen him make as he picked that ball up at the 11-yard line and comes all the way down inside the 25 to the 24. So that time, Connor Miller, number 45, a senior, 6'1", 190 pounds, got his moment of glory. And it was a windy 15 minutes of fame, I'll tell you.
He ran that ball about 60 yards, and he got chased down by big number 77, Jesse Angevine. He couldn't outrun number 77.
The thing that was interesting on that one, at two different times, his progress was interrupted by impending danger, and he had to reverse position a little bit and go off to his left or off to his right. But a fine, fine run by Miller. Now the man goes in motion. Comenda, look out. It's going to be down. David Van Alstyne was the intended receiver. Coming over was Caldwell. We have flags thrown, and they will have to sort that one out. I would not be at all surprised if that play is going to be called against Caldwell, but yep, we'll wait and see. Yep, they're saying pushing.
Caldwell got there just a little before the football did. And that draws that nasty yellow flag. Player down on the field.
Upfield, we have a player who is down. It is a Unitigo player. He is being administered to. So we have a pause in the action. We'll be back after another quick timeout. You're listening to your station for sports. Harry Graves and Dave Keller on WCDO.
The Eggly Machine Company in Sydney proudly supports live high school sports on WCDO. Eggly Machine reminds all students that today's job market is highly competitive, so it's very important to complete your education. Prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career, no matter what field you're going into. Eggly Machine Company is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for other companies. Good luck to all our local teams this season from the Eggly family and Eggly Machine Company of Sydney.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, being helped off the field under more or less his own power with a little help from a couple of coaches, Isaiah Johnson, a senior for the Unitigo Spartans, 6 foot, 180 pounds. And remember, we have 7 whole seconds left until halftime. That tells you how inopportune some of these injury timeouts can be.
Can Unitigo pile on a few more points here with 7 seconds to go?
27-0 is the score. The Spartans lead. Butler drops back. Now he wants the pass. This time his intended receiver is going to be big number 80. That is Travis Woods. And Woods climbs the air ladder that time and grabs it down. So that play started. I don't know where the heck it started. Did you have
I'm thinking out around the 13, 14-yard line, maybe?
So we have a pass that goes down to Travis Woods. We'll give him credit for 13 yards. Nichols ready to kick, and he kicks it, and a flag is thrown. They're going to say that it is good, but we'll have to see what happens with the flag. So the PAT kick by Nichols was good. And now they're going to say that it is a penalty against the Unitigo Spartans holding. So that means that that probably will go into the books as nothing. 33-0 is our score right at the moment. They're still talking things over with the co-captains. Now they're moving the ball. So this will probably be the opportunity to kick again. And with that, should Nichols actually decide to kick, he will be kicking back from about the, my eyes are playing tricks on me, about the 15-yard line.
A little field goal practice.
The ball is down, and it is a low kick, and one of the Black Knights manages to block it. Boy, he took that ball hard. So now as time runs down, it's down to 1 second, and that's all we have. We have ourselves a 33-0 score. So we're going to keep it right here and just simply remind you that you can hear that touchdown drive again, or you can hear that great defensive stand again. Well, you can. Starting this season, all WCDS sports broadcasts are archived. So you can go to WCDO's website, click on the Sports tab, and then go into the Sports Audio Vault, and all of the games are listed right there. You just select the game you want, click, and listen anytime, 24 hours a day. That website again, WCDOradio.com. So we will have number 24. That is Cody Nichols. Tee up that ball at the 40-yard line, and we will be ready to go. 33-0 is the score. And the Unitigo Spartans, Going to kick it off. It'll be a little short, squibby kick. They'll do anything to try to prevent the run back. It was so low that the receiver had to go down and basically lure himself to pick that ball up. I believe that was Ishmael Griffin. But he was not able to come up off his knees in time, and as a result, it is going to be called it. That's it right there. So we have moved to the halftime break. 33-0 is our score. You're listening to sports on a Friday night here on your station for sports, WCDO.